And for
when you cook it.
That's chitlins.
Mm-hmm. And did you all do that?
Oh, yes. We always had to have the chitlins.
Okay.
And, of course, my mother was so particular. And that's before we had running water, and we had to use water out of the well, and she'd wash and wash and wash.
Mm-hmm. Did you help, actually, with what was that time when they killed the animals called?
Usually in the wintertime. We always tried to kill our hogs along in November. That was, it seemed that my father said that November was a good time, that you always could save your meat. Than if you killed it in November.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd always try to kill in November or December. You just have to pick your time of
when
the weather.
When it's kind of cold.
That's right.
And did you and your sisters help?
Oh, yes. And we would dry up the lard.
Dry up the lard.
They would trim the meat. Trim off so much of the fat off from the shoulders and the hams and the middlings. And they would cut it up in little squares and wash it and put it in a big iron pot outdoors, make a fire, but you didn't cook fast. You'd scorch it, and you'd build your fire around the pot and then just push your coals to it, and it would take all day to dry up a pot of lard.
Dried up, and you had to keep stirring.
You had to keep stirring all the time.
Yeah.
And then you would dip it up and put it in a sack and put it between the squeezer. We had a lard squeezer. It was just two bowls, you know, put it in and squeeze that out. Then we saved that was in there, and we called those cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
And we made crackling bread.
I've heard of crackling bread. That sounds so good.
It is good.
That sounds good. All right, now when you put that lard away to save, you told me you put it in what?
Oh, you put it in jars, or you could put it in lard cans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they used to have big 5-gallon lard cans, but my mother always used, or we did, churns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a 3 hour of the stone churns.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if it's time to feed the animals and do the chores, they would say, well, it's
time, feeding time for the animals.
Okay. And would they be more likely to say for the animals or for?
They could just say animals or all the livestock.
Oh, the livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to get the cows to come in from the pasture, tell me the sound, the call they gave you for them.
They would go down and says, come on, Daisy, come on. And maybe when one would start, the others would follow.
Okay, do you have one call that they use for all of them?
You used to call it.
What did they say?
Suka! Suka!
Okay. What about for horses, to call horses?
I don't know.
Don't remember?
I don't remember that.
Okay. What about to tell the cows to stand still when they were milking?
Saw.
Okay. And what about calling a calf? Was there another word if you were calling a calf from Sukau?
We'd call them calfy. Sukafy, Sukafy.
Good, okay. And the call to horses and mules to make them turn right or left in plowing?
He, haw, haw, g.
Okay. And you said you didn't recall what if one of the horses come in from the pasture.
I did. We always had mules.
Yeah.
We
How did they call the mules?
Well, they'd call them. They would mules were mostly by name, and they'd call them by names.
Okay.
The way we did.
They didn't call anything like Cup or Kujak or
no.
Crow. You don't remember. What about whistling? They ever whistle?
Well, they could whistle. Sometimes if they would learn their whistle, they would come.
Okay.
But usually we'd call them by the names because we had our mules named and we had our calves named.